Paul, Josh called the second period brutal. How would you describe?
Over.
Yeah. Well, how does it get to that point from the first where you're leading 15-6 in the shots and then just kind of all falls apart in the second?
Just like that. I mean, we like our first. It's a good hockey game. I'm not saying we're dominating. Our guy made some saves, but it's a really good hockey game. And then you know, we got a tough break at 3-1. And then, you know, a couple of mistakes, and now you're reeling a little bit. And snowballed on us a little bit there in the second.
Paul, you've referenced holiday hockey for a while. I mean, how does a group come out of the break and try to put that behind them?
We won't be doing any video. We'll start fresh, you know. Nobody's carrying it with them. It was a tough night tonight. We've had a bunch of good nights, but that was a tough one. I
feel like the break is coming at a good time then?
I do.
Health wise.
For you, Ken.
It's a great time for the break for you guys. Thanks for asking.
Sure, later. Listen, we came out ready to play tonight, and we played a real good game. Then we had two or three things go away from us, and it was tough. And then we had no legs from that point on, and we've had real good battle back. So what's good, LB knows he's not coming out of that game. Get back in and fight your way through it. And a couple of tough turnovers, and we weren't good after that. They deserve the win, and it's 2 points, not 12. Unfortunately, and it's over.
Just meant by more of a puck management. I mean, how do you clean up that element of the game, which has been good for you for a strong period of time this year?
By not watching it again. It's not how we play. We had a tough period of hockey. We ground through the third period, and there won't be an autopsy on this game.